This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Hey, this trade dispute with China, while it finally exploded this year, has been going on a long, long time. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
These trade problems with China have quite a bit of history. It was interesting the other day in Feedstuffs magazine, Jackie Fatka, one of the writers for the magazine, detailed just what has happened over the past several years. Our agricultural exports to China have grown more than 200% over the past decade, but that trade imbalance that exists between China's exports and our imports has put the bullseye right there on our top trading partner and on agriculture. The trade deficit with China has been quietly ballooning for some time now. If you go back 20 years, that deficit was about $69 billion in China's favor. They exported that much more than we exported to them. 10 years ago, the deficit had swollen to $227 billion. And last year, it reached $375 million. And in recent years, relations between the U.S. and China have taken on a new level of tension. Setting up that scenario that has been playing out over the past few days, China entered the World Trade Organization back in 2001. But they've had a lot of adjustments to make to follow the rules laid down by the WTO. Over the years, the Obama administration attempted to bring China into compliance by using WTO challenges as well as some hard talk. Back in September of 2009, President Barack Obama imposed punitive tariffs on imports of tires from China. Well, the Chinese responded, they retaliated against United States chicken. October 2016, China's Ministry of Commerce issued a preliminary determination claiming that our distillers' grains were being dumped and were causing injury there. And China applied a tariff on ethanol imports. That was 5% to start with, and that tariff was raised to 30% last year. I'll be back after this.